Powerback Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each week we bring you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. One of the top ways that I see particularly women giving away their power is by silencing their voice. How many times have you wanted to speak up and found yourself thinking, ugh, I don't want to cause any problems. Ugh, I don't know what they're going to think of that. Ugh, they're going to think that I'm demanding or arrogant or an asshole. So instead, you silence and you settle. This week, I want you to take your power back by voicing yourself and start to ask for what you want. I was having an amazing conversation with my sister, who is a fellow small business owner, and we were talking about showing up, speaking up, and asking for what you want, especially when you are investing in a product or service. Think about it. If someone invested in you, in your product or your service, or did something with you in your business, and they either weren't satisfied or didn't get what they wanted, or the quality wasn't there, or, you know, for whatever reason, they weren't 100% on board, you would want the opportunity to not only know that information, but have the chance to make it right. Asking for what you want in the business scenario is the same the other way around. If you spun that table around, the rules don't change. And the same goes and applies in your personal life as well. I mean, think of how many times that you wanted something, or you wanted to go somewhere or do something, but you chose to be silent instead of voicing that thought, opinion, request, whatever it is that was trying to come out of your body. You chose to say, actually, I'm better off just not saying anything at all. When you choose to not ask for what you want, a couple of the different things happen. First of all, you settle. You're settling for something. It means that you're not either getting 100% of what you want, or there's a part of you that is saying, you know what, it's okay, myself and my opinions and what I want and desire in this life, it's easier to just bypass that so that I don't cause an issue. Another thing that happens is you honestly typically end up feeling dissatisfied in some way. In the short term, it feels easier to not voice your opinion, but in the long term, you're like, gosh, I wish I would have, or you're just not happy with the end result. And unfortunately, at that point, that's a weight that you have to carry. Something that I told my sister is that you'll never get what you don't ask for. Another thing that happens is a lot of times people end up holding resentment. Like, they're pissed off at the person or the situation because it's not either going as planned, or, you know, they have felt dissatisfied in some way. But at the end of the day, if they didn't know that you needed something from them, or that you had a different thought, expectation, or desire, then we can't be pissed at them. We have to really flip that table around again and look at the mirror and say, why was I not willing to show up for myself? Your thoughts, your opinions, your desires, your needs, whether it's a friend or a colleague or somebody like just in your inner circle, or whether you're doing business with someone, you have every right to ask for what you desire. One of the important things here is to think about how you're asking. Yeah, if you come at somebody with like a demand, or you're yelling, or you're freaking out or something, yeah, okay, that's not the approach we want to take here, ladies. But if you come at it with compassion, or reason, or purpose, a calm tone, having just like a straight up conversation with someone like, hey, I know that you made this for me and I really appreciate that. Unfortunately, it's not really what I have in my mind. And here are some examples on how I can help you to help me. That's a very different approach than like, these suck and I don't really like them. I know that when you're asking for what you want, you think that's what the person is going to hear. But if you, again, come at it with compassion and reason and support, you're going to be amazed at how many people are like, oh my gosh, I wish we could just have more real conversations like this. Oh my gosh, we can solve a lot of unnecessary issues by just talking about this. And crazy thought at the end, you're both satisfied or you're both feeling supported. You're walking away knowing that you stood your ground and you stood up for yourself, but you did it in a way that was true and of human, beautiful fashion. And that person had a chance to help you. Your voice matters. Your opinion matters. And remember, you're never going to get what you want if you don't ask for it. Join me every Tuesday on the Gutsy Podcast as we dive into a very specific topic that relates to your life and your business. And every Thursday, we are taking our power back. If you want to follow along or check out previous episodes, head over to thegutsypodcast.com. And for more gutsy insight, follow me personally at @ThatLauraAura. And until I see you next time, stay gutsy.